Welcome back to Farm Talk, McCare, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. That time of the show where we head out, visit with a county agent, NDSU Extension, Stutzman County in Jamestown, Alicia Harstead. Hello, Alicia.
Hello, how are you?
Well, pretty good. The temperature and the humidity down a little bit. I guess that's a good thing.
Well, probably the humidity down a little bit is kind of nice. Maybe the temperature up would be all right.
We need GDDs. Bring on the GDUs, huh?
Yes, we do. Yeah. So the warm weather is definitely welcome this week, and you know, hopefully we can it can hold off for a little bit longer. But I don't know. It looks like the weather is going to be changing again after this weekend.
Yeah, seasonal is in the 60s, I guess, at this point, or below about 70, and I guess we'll have that till the weekend. And I'm sure there's a lot of nice days to come, but man, we need a lot of above average days to get this crop finished, huh?
Yes, we do. Especially with the corn, I think. I think the soybeans will be all right. You know, and where we're at with wheat harvest, we're probably at least 3/4, if not a little bit, probably more like 85% done with wheat harvest. So we just have a little bit of small grains left out. So hopefully people can finish that through the rest of this week. It sounds like Friday into Saturday we might end up with another rain event. So hopefully people can get done with harvest before then. So.
But this last 15 to 20% of the small grain harvest, man, this is going to be a tough one. And is falling number a big issue in Stutzman County?
Yeah, especially for the later combined wheat, that's where we really are starting to run into some of these issues with the low falling numbers. So we've even seen a little bit of ergot again this year and some vomit toxins. So quality has been a little bit of an issue this year in Stutzman County, as it sounds like it's obviously been kind of an issue across the state as well. But yeah, we're definitely no different than other parts of the state.
All right. Yield, though, how is the yield and the protein?
Yield's been all right. It's been a bit about average. There's been some that's maybe been a little bit under average. So I guess people are maybe not getting exactly what they were expecting, because the wheat crop looked pretty good as far as actual plants and everything, but it seems like what actually ended up in the bins isn't quite exactly what people are expecting.
Yeah. And I know the quality issues when it comes to the falling numbers that are, you know, try to blend, people use spring wheat a lot to blend in higher quality, but you blend that in, what I'm told, that kind of ruins the whole batch.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely be careful with that, because it's not, falling numbers is exponential, so it's not, if you add in, say, you know, a 350 batch falling numbers wheat with a 300, you're not going to end up with above a 300. So you want to make sure that you're talking with your elevator if you've got some low falling numbers wheat to see what they would be willing to do, or if there's any batches that they're looking for certain numbers. And then also talk to your insurance agents, because if the numbers are low enough, there can be some insurance. I think you can talk with your crop insurance as well.
Folks from some of the wheat associations have said there is a must sell by date involved also, I guess. So just a lot of conversations to have. One more thing this year, huh?
Yep. Yeah, there's always got to be something.
Yeah, that's for sure.
On our toes.
Yeah, this year been crazy. 2019. All right, so another 2019 issue that's kind of carried over from 2017: the education on Palmer amaranth, and you participated in that trip to Nebraska again this year.
Yeah. Yep. Because I was actually part of the planning committee with that again this year. So yeah, we took that back in middle of August. And this year we had some wheat officers on the bus tour, which I think was also really good since Palmer amaranth has been added to the noxious weed list. And so we got more people on the bus to go out and see it, how to identify Palmer amaranth, and bringing up that some of the awareness of how to identify Palmer amaranth. And there have been some more reports of Palmer amaranth showing up in North Dakota since even that bus tour. So there was some Palmer that was showing up out west in some sorghum seed, I believe. So It's definitely something to keep our eyes out, and this is a good time of year to be out scouting and looking for palmer, because you can see it with the large plants and see some of the different characteristics this time of year. So, and I would encourage people just to, even as a whole with your weed control, even if it's not palmer, water, hemp, but be taking notes when you're combining of where some of your bad weed patches are and maybe what those are. So when you're thinking about next year for either your crop rotation options or even your herbicide program options, then you kind of have an idea of what your target weed populations are.
I know they can kind of geo-position some of these weed patches of tough weeds, but especially involving palmer, should they stop the combine and go out and don't run it through the combine? Is that important?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the most ideal. Now, I know stopping the combine is not a very favorable thing to do, but if you run over some of those high-producing seed weeds, all you're doing is basically just spreading that across the whole field. And so you're just basically going out there with a spreader and spreading that out there. So you should try to avoid definitely going through the combine, especially if there's a patch of weeds. And I would say that for sure even with water hemp, because we know we have water hemp pretty much all over the eastern part of North Dakota. If you've got a big water hemp patch or even a kochia patch, try to combine around that so you're not just spreading that and making the problem worse for next year.
You know, Jason Norsworthy down in Arkansas and Tennessee, when he was at Tennessee, he told me that, the combine, the most efficient weed seed spreader ever created. So
yes, and we have seen that even in our trips to Nebraska. There might have been some palmer populations that started on the edge of the field, and the producer went through and combined, and you could see that it basically brought that palmer from the edge of the field all the way down the field and back. And so you could see where the pattern had been of where the combine had been through the field.
Ouch. All right. Word to the wise. So are these learning curves, though. They're hard. But when it comes to all of this, should they not try to take matters into their own hands? Should they call their weed board officer or their county agent first?
Yeah, well, we're definitely here to help, and I think, and it, same with weed board officers, that's really what we're here to help with, making sure we can get the weeds identified correctly, and then also if there's, I'm not sure exactly what the weed board programs will be for palmer as far as helping them, but I know they've got programs to help them with range and pasture situations. So if it comes up with that, we can definitely be here to help you and help with coming up with a management program. So we do encourage people to give us a call because, like I said, we're here to help. So
for sure. All right. Alicia Harsted, NDSU Extension, Stutzman County. Last question, get back to the crops. Are soybeans turning fast?
Yeah, they've really definitely changed quite a bit here even in the last week. So they're definitely starting to churn. Hopefully we'll be doing soybean harvest here in a couple of weeks maybe. Probably more like 3 weeks, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Thank you for the update. Thanks for all the work you do. And, hey, I hope you have a good rest of the week, Alicia.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you very much.